How are you?
Oh, we doing good. We just up in here. We've been enjoying the show, R&B Divas.
Have you? Thank you for watching.
I got to ask you this, you know, to jump off. This is your boy, JQ. I just got to know, have you gotten your passion back for music?
Wow, right. No, I mean, you know, hopefully you guys will be able to see a little bit more of the, you know, kind of reason why and where my focus has been. You know, one thing I did when I wasn't recording was create R&B Divas, so I was doing something right as
right.
It pertains to music, right?
That's true.
I just, you know, I think it's important for us to be able to diversify and really get out there and open other businesses and use our branding and our music and clear the stage for other artists to come up and do what they do. You know what I mean?
Don't people request you to get the road with the Brownstone crew again and do a couple of, you know?
This is the thing. I still sing. I still love music. I still love getting in front of audiences and doing my thing. Like, mm-hmm. I'm still going to do dates. People are still going to see me sing. For God's sakes, we sing almost every episode in the show. It's more about what this industry is, and I think we gloss over what happens to artists like Michael Jackson and Vesta Williams and Whitney Houston and all these amazing talents out here. We gloss over it, or we're so kind of, you know, engrossed in what they're doing as artists that we don't really pay as much attention to what happens to them behind the scenes. And really, this is a protest against a lot of what happens in this industry, and I really did address a lot of that, and hopefully some of that comes out. But I understand the business we're in. You know what I mean? So my lack of passion for is not for singing as much as it is
the
about
business.
The music industry and the business. Exactly.
When you were first getting into it, did you not see that? Did it blindside you?
No, my daddy told me a long time, I can't say on the radio exactly what it said. But my dad worked for Motown, and my dad, you know, Norman Whitfield, who did all the Car Wash records and, you know, Rolls Royce Records, is my godfather. So music in the industry has been a part of my life since I was born. My mom's a jazz singer. My dad was a record producer. You know what I mean? So I definitely knew going into this that there were going to be a few tricks, but what it did to my self-esteem and just sort of to me as a person, and then I kind of saw what my former boss Michael Jackson had to go through and what so many other people had to go through. I was like, you know, I can still sing and I can still love music. I wrote the title track for the show, Loving Me. You know, I did, you know, two songs on the soundtrack, or, you know, on the actual Whitney Houston soundtrack. It's just for me, you know, someone sitting down and telling me about what I need to do for the music, how I need to put out an album and the fans and all of that. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. But there's another story there that needs to be addressed first. And for me, you know, doing this show, that story was what it was that took my interest away from singing, and we touched a little bit on it in the second episode, was that I had such low self-esteem, and that has now translated as a grown-ass woman. That's translated into this clothing line, Curvado, you know, which is not about me just pitching a clothing line for the sake of making a lot of money. It's about me pitching this so that I can inspire women like I eventually got to that inspiration myself.
I did not see low self-esteem, or maybe I missed that.
Let me make sure I rephrase that. I'm saying there was a point in my career where I had very low self-esteem as a result of the industry.
Right.
Right? Uh-huh. So I was trying to translate, you know, by virtue of what I'm doing with Curvado on this show and just who the woman I am today, you know, I want other women to experience that.
Gotcha.
You know, any other woman who has low self-esteem about her weight or gets up in the morning because she's heavy or whatever, that's my story as it pertains to R&B Divas.
We're talking
Thank
to Ms. Nikki Gilbert, writer, director, and producer. Also on the show, Faith Evans, Selena Johnson, Monifa Carter, and of course, Kiki White. It's R&B Divas. It's on Mondays, 9 o'clock our time in Houston, Texas. Make sure you check it out on TV One. And again, Ms. Gilbert, thank you so much for calling in on the show
today. Thank you for having us. Please keep watching and follow us on Twitter. Follow R-A-N-D Divas Fans TV One, I believe. Okay, I might have screwed that up. So let me just get you Nikki Gilbert. I might have messed that up. I know mine is N-I-C-C-I Gilbert. And then please visit CurvadoLifestyle.com. Please, all my curvy, sexy divas. Let's do it, ladies.
There it is. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you again, Ms. Gilbert.
Thank you.